It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. November and the start of the holiday season are just around the corner. If you haven't made your travel plans, now is the time to buy tickets. Here with ideas for warm weather getaways during the holidays is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back. Good to see you, New Girl. All right, New Girl, we'll get your microphone on for you.
Oh.
There you are.
There you go. Hey, Paul.
Good to see you. Good to hear you. We're not even at Halloween, but you've got us thinking holiday season. There must be a reason for this.
And you're rhyming to boot. Well, it's a really busy time of year travel-wise, so it always makes sense to book early. Now, what I am seeing to a certain extent is that due to the government shutdown, I think, there was a little bit of a dip there in consumer confidence, and it happened over the Columbus Day weekend, and I do believe that some travel bookings were a little bit soft around a time of year that travel operators certainly are looking to buttress their earnings. So there are some opportunities, I would say, right now to get deals, whether you're talking hotels. I'm seeing a lot of hotels offering deals.
It, 2 months from today is Christmas Eve. I mean,
you're absolutely
It hasn't hit.
Yeah, and we know that there are some people who haven't made all of their holiday travel plans. You're looking at one. So you got to get moving on it. But the deals are out there right now. And so I do think that you have to start thinking about it and booking, whether it's for Thanksgiving or for the period between Christmas and New Year's.
Okay, on to your Fab Five list. Las Vegas? Las Vegas, you're saying that Las Vegas during the holidays might sound a bit surreal, but you beg to differ.
Well, I'll tell you why. When I woke up this morning in Pittsburgh, the temperature was 38 degrees. Same time in Las Vegas, or I should say Las Vegas this morning, 84 degrees, 14% humidity. All right, where would you rather be? I know.
You love the bird.
There you go. But let me tell you, it starts getting cold, you know, week in and week out, and you're going to start thinking about where can I be nice and toasty warm and, you know, no humidity.
Well, as long as you brought up Las Vegas and where you've got the climate, but, you know, there are a lot of people, I'm guessing, who, like me, have never been to Las Vegas and really never really had that much of a yen to go there. Now, you're saying...
See, here's the thing. To a certain extent in recent years, Las Vegas has morphed from, you know, gambling palaces to just all-around destination resort. A couple places I think you want to look at. And the one I was looking to mention today is the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Not only do they have a wave pool, they have a beach. Now, and it is huge, and it is fantastic, and the weather couldn't be better around the holidays. So you've got the opportunity for great dining, shows, tremendous shows. I think you and I have talked about this before. I don't gamble, and I love Las Vegas. There is so much to do, but, you know, weather-wise and deal-wise at Caesar's Palace, my man, you can get 3 nights during Christmas week for under $100 a night. Same thing at the Mandalay Bay. Your room will average $80 a night. You're talking a 500-square-foot gorgeous hotel room, amenities out the wazoo. I think it's worth considering. Side trip to Hoover Dam, and if you feel like you absolutely need the snow thing going on for the holidays, you're, 3 hours from Big Bear Lake in California for skiing? So you got lots of options just going to Las Vegas and using that as your base of operations,
When you say the weather's great that time of year, you're saying that it's not as hot as it would be in the desert in the middle of summer.
Well, yeah, in the middle of summer, Las Vegas is over 100 degrees. It's still very dry. But, yeah, you have the plus of you've got, you know, 70s, 80s at year end and very low humidity. Oh, it's awesome.
Right. It's like Arizona. Speaking of which,
hey,
when it comes to Phoenix, you emphasize the awe in spa as a great way to regenerate during the holidays.
I mean, think about it. Jeez, let's just go right now, Paul. Let's do it.
I'm ready to regenerate.
There you go. Me too. Here's a place that I love. It's called the Sanctuary at Camelback Mountain. This is in Phoenix proper. It has one of the most gorgeous settings I have ever seen. Camelback Mountain is great for hiking too, but the setting of this particular property is absolutely fantastic. The spa is a huge winner, 12 indoor-outdoor treatment rooms, got a Zen meditation garden. But what I really love about this property is they have a Watsu pool. Have you ever had a Watsu massage?
What is that?
This is a massage performed in water, in a pool, and I've had the opportunity, the great good fortune to experience this a couple times in Northern California. There is nothing like it. So you can go there and get your Watsu massage. I mean, you're just going to melt into a puddle. You're going to stay in Phoenix. We're going to find you there on the street, Paul Guggenheimer puddle.
Just doing that, just listening to this.
It's terrific. So there's a lot of good reasons to be there. But I like Phoenix. Again, same thing, warm and low humidity.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBom, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. St. Petersburg, Florida has an iconic hotel that has captured your imagination.
Yes, and you know, some of our listeners may know about this property. It's very well known. It's the Don Cesar Hotel. They refer to it as the Pink Palace on the Beach, and it is just that. It is this massive hotel, pink. It was built in 1928, something of a Mediterranean castle sort of style, and they pulled it off. It is just that. And I remember visiting this property several years ago. My father-in-law lives close by, and we actually had cocktails right on the beach. They set out these little tables at sunset, and there is just no more magical setting. It is absolutely terrific. So think about going down there for the holidays. It's a good choice in Florida. St. Petersburg Beach is really a beautiful beach, nice white sand beach. Another beach close by we've talked about in the past is Clearwater Beach. So you've got some really good beach options there. It's fun to sort of, you know, stay at this property. You got, you know, that's kind of like, you know, palace little thing going on. And the setting could not be better. And yeah, I would say go there.
And hurricane season will pretty much be over with. So if you visit Cancun, Mexico during the holidays, that's one thing you don't have to worry about.
Absolutely. Hurricane season ends November 30th. And actually, it was a very light, relatively speaking, hurricane season this
Thank
year.
Thank goodness.
Yes, absolutely, in the Atlantic.
Didn't need any repeat of last
no
year.
No Sandys. We did not. You're right. So we caught it right this year. And what that means also is that the beaches are in good shape. No erosion. I mean, some years they have a lot of hurricanes. You know, those beaches are almost wiped away. So they're in good shape this year. There's a terrific Ritz-Carlton property right there on the beach. That probably has the nicest beachfront that I have seen in the Cancun area. You're also real close by the pyramids at Tulum. And I know you and I have talked about these pyramids. I know you're jonesing to go.
I do want to go.
Yeah, they're very, very close by. There's also a terrific sort of eco water resort day trip and things like that. Just do water sports called Xel-Há that you'd want to consider if you're close by.
What is that?
Xel-Há. You spell it X-E-L-H-A. Eco sustainable water resort. You can snorkel, you can swim, you can dive. These terrific pools and, you know, rivers and whatnot on a very expansive property. It's very close to Tulum, so that makes for a nice day trip. Go to Tulum, then go to Xel-Há, back to your home base in Cancun.
On the west coast of Mexico, the beaches of Cabo San Lucas are colonized by Los Angelinos during the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially during the holiday season, but really year-round. You start at Cabo Wabo, which is the bar restaurant owned by Sammy Hagar. And I know if anyone can tell me what band he was in, it's you, because I can't even remember.
Oh,
he's an old kind of glam rocker, something or other.
Van Halen.
Among
others.
Among
Van
others.
Halen,
all right, that's probably the one he's best known for, right?
He's
owned this bar for years, and he still does. And you always see Sammy Hagar. I've seen Sammy Hagar in Cabo Wabo. So if you want to do the stargazing thing, you know, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, you know.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, they're down there all the time. Hmm. So it's good for that. But, you know, there's a place there that I love, the Westin Cabo San Lucas. And this is a property that's built, I always forget if it's concave or convex. I'm sure my husband's listening and laughing at me. But the way the rooms are set up is that you cannot see, they all face the sea, and you can't see the balconies on either side of you. So no matter what room you're in, you've got terrific privacy. Cabo's also one of my favorite places for deep sea fishing. I, little me, actually snagged a 35-pound wahoo and a 25-pound Dorado.
Those are good eaters.
Oh, let me tell you. And then you take it to your hotel and they cook it up for you right there.
Oh,
I hooked
man.
Them at 10 a.m. I was eating them at
You're
noon.
Killing me.
Well, there you go.
Fun.
Go to
we
Cabo.
We have just a few seconds left, but you know, you've explained why we're already looking ahead to, you know, the big holidays
yes.
In November and December. But Does Halloween get short shrift? I mean, Halloween is like next week, man, right?
It is. Yeah, it is. And so, I mean, people don't necessarily travel, but if you want to riff with the whole scary zombie, you know, Freaky Friday kind of thing, you can find some pretty scary places to go.
I guess what I'm saying is don't mentally check out on Halloween yet. It's coming. I don't think the Charlie Brown Halloween special's even been on yet.
There you go. Good point. Well, I'm not saying you should put up a Christmas tree in your house just yet, but you may want to start thinking about holiday travel.
I gotcha. Elaine LaBaume is a contributing editor for the E-Zine Pop City. She's our travel correspondent. Thank you, Elaine.
Good to be here.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll meet Daniel Handler, author of the Lemony Snicket books. And Roberto Clemente's son, Luis, discusses his father's enduring legacy. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.